a big welcome to Tom Mofokeng, the Gauteng chairman for Congress of the People. Welcome. Welcome to Chai FM Studios.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and all is appreciated.
What are the burning issues for COPE this election? I mean, Masualle Lekota has he's put out some very interesting proposals over the past year on ways that we could be working together to change South Africa. Some of them very, very innovative, lots of thinking out of the box, so to speak. In fact, he's just chucked out the box altogether. What are the burning issues that need to be targeted? That if COPE was a majority party or COPE was in government, what are the issues that you'd tackle?
Okay. Thank you so much. You know, I believe that, before I answer your question, I must say, we have a very incredible leader in, Masualle Lekota. I think he's a leader that this country must appreciate, and a leader that can take us somewhere, because everything he is proposing can only improve the standard of this country. Now,
he's an older statesman, and there are not many left.
There are not many left, yeah. And having rub the shoulders with great men like Nelson Mandela, having spent time with him, I think he has learned a lot of things, and we can learn a lot of things from him.
So what are the issues that COPE is identifying as, the burning issues for South Africa?
Well, the first that I'll start with is the one that is disturbing the whole country, because this country of ours that is so beautiful is having
problems. Our people are beautiful.
And the people. We are having this problem with corruption that I think has to be stopped. It cannot go further than this. And then we are actually having a plan to make sure that if the people of South Africa can give us enough numbers that can give us a good voice in Parliament, we can definitely help to stop this. We have exposed a lot of things during the time of President Zuma, and we are still going to expose a lot of things, because the communities and the people that are in government have a great confidence in us. Some are coming to us, approaching us to say, this is something that is happening in our department, this is something that is happening in our place of work. So with that kind of confidence that the people are having into us, we can definitely change the face of this country.
Are there any parties that COPE would be able to work with in terms of a coalition where you have similar or aligned interests? Obviously, every party has the interests of South Africa at heart.
Yeah. I must say we are proud to say, even the coalitions that we have in the municipalities right now are things that we as Congress of the People has brought to the attention of the oppositions. We worked so hard, with the wisdom of Mr. Lekota, to bring the leaders together and make them forget about the differences that the opposition has, and making them to work together. And here we are. Okay, we are junior partners in all coalition right now, but the idea definitely was pushed by us, and we are grateful that most of the oppositions accepted what we were proposing to them. So all the oppositions, we are definitely open to work with them.
You began as a breakaway from the ANC. What today differentiates you from the ANC?
Well, let me put it this way. Yes, some of our leaders came from the ANC, but the majority of the followers came from all over.
From people who didn't find a home at the ANC.
Yes. And personally, I was with the African Christian Democratic Party. But when COPE started, I moved on and joined Congress of the People. So we started with a big bang. And that was not only a good thing, it was a bad thing as well, because we came together at very close to the national election. We didn't know who's who, who's playing what role and all those things. And, you know, people are coming or joining parties for different reasons. And some of the things that we learned is that some of the people are those that didn't get a joy in their parties, and they were thinking that they will succeed with COPE. And once we got those 37 seats, and then they felt that you know, we've got no role to play, and then they started you know, disorganizing the organization.
Does COPE have I want to talk a little bit about international relations. Does COPE have a policy towards the Middle East and Israel-Palestine? Israel and Palestine. I just want to distinguish that they're not the one and the same.
We do.
And what is that?
You know, it was, I must say, it has been a very interesting.
You knew you were going to get asked this question on Khafifem, right?
I knew.
Okay.
You know, it has been very interesting. We had people coming from different backgrounds. And, you know, for us to have the policy that I'm just about to explain to you, it has been very interesting to see people who have been influenced differently, you know, arguing and some, you know, agreeing with the new proposal that was put on the table. Because the first thing that we looked at is, number one, we didn't want to be the friends or to pick up the friends of the ANC to be our friends. We had to look around to make sure that as Congress of the People, we have to have new friends. But on the issue of the Middle East in particular, we then made our research. We send our leaders to go and look our to go and have a first-hand information about what is happening. When he came back, he reported this about this marvelous country, marvelous policies.
Mosola Kota went to Israel.
Yes.
When was that?
They were I think it's about 3 years ago.
Maybe.
Yes, and he went there and came back telling us that, look, this is the only country that is democratic in the whole of Middle East. And, you know, as people that are pro-democracy, you know, we started having. And he explained something that has been a lie for a very long time about Israel being an apartheid state, because that is all what most South Africans know. And when he came to explain to us what he saw in the hospitals, what he saw in the workplaces, what he saw in the Knesset, it was something that blew our minds. And then we as a party decided, like, this is the country that we have to befriend.
So what is your official policy? I mean, do you have an official stance? Aside from being friendly to Israel, do you have an official stance?
We have an official stance. The number one, we go with the proposal of the UN of the two-state policy. But we also go further to say Jerusalem is the city that belongs to Israel, and it cannot be divided. That is how far we go.
Wow, that's an amazing statement.
Can I bring you back just to South African elections? Tomorrow is going to be a very exciting day. You commenced in 2009 with 7.4% of the vote. You are sitting now after 2014 with 0.67 of the vote. That is quite an implosion. What do you say to the DA's argument that they're making very forcefully that a vote for a smaller party is a wasted vote?
Well, it's unfortunate for the DA to, use that as part of their campaign because they should be appreciating.
So I've been able to get from the DA as to what the campaign issues are.
They should be appreciating what small parties are doing to help them in the coalition. You know, they, you know, it is clear that even what, you know, the polls are saying right now about Gauteng, no big party will take Gauteng alone. There's no outright majority that will come. So small parties are coming in, and amongst them, Congress of the People has to feature this year. So answering what you said, Simon, about COPE going down, you know, I think the voters didn't just like, you know, the internal squabbles that were there, because they took us for the whole 5 years. We never had a chance to talk to the people out there. We have been looking internally and going to courts and all those things, because the people that were taking us to courts, you know, they were definitely trying to destroy the good work that the Congress of the People had.
To a young person who was born into democracy, a democratic South Africa, and who's deciding not to vote and exercise their civilian obligation, their civil obligation tomorrow, what do you say to them, Tom?
Well, my advice to them is that they should go out there and vote.
Why? What? Why would they? Because a lot of young people are saying, but leadership is not talking to me.
Yes. First, I'll say they must realize that leadership is like running a relay. The present leaders has to go, and they have to come in. So it is good for them to start preparing now, to start participating, to start forging their own interests, things like education, you know, things like helping to correct the economy of this country. They have to play and put the right leaders that will definitely hand the baton to them so that they can continue with what has been laid with on the right foundation, actually.
Well, let me tell you something. Even our listeners in Australia are impressed with your answers. Tom, thank you very, very much. Been speaking to Tom Mofokeng. He's the Gauteng chairman of the Congress of the People. Wish you much success for this election.